Hey guys, welcome back to the crossover event of the century you all have been waiting for. Yes, indeed, it is the crossover between AFK Discussions and Midnight in the Mountains. Are you ready to rumble? Let's go!
Woo!
Yeah, I told her I was going to figure out something to say, and that was it. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, my dog's not a fan.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
How's it going?
It's great. I'm super excited to like hang out with you and talk to you again.
Gosh, it has been a minute. I have been super busy since you were in Tennessee. But guys, we are going to talk about the adventures we had at Brushy Mountain and beyond. I don't know if my eyes got really big. Beyond.
It's exciting.
I know. I'm in rare form tonight because I'm very tired. Okay, check this out. This is why I'm tired. Because I only have 3 more days of work left, and then I'm off for 2 weeks. That's why I'm so tired.
Nice.
Yeah. Just wrapping up, trying to get stuff wrapped up before the holiday. I think it's pretty good, though. I think I'm pretty wrapped up. I have to finish a podcast and put it out tomorrow for my work, and then I will be ready for vacation. And my company is so awesome because they give us 2 weeks off. That's unheard of, but yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It's pretty cool. How have you been, Laura?
Been okay. I am very sad not to be in Tennessee. I had such a good time, so much so that when I go away places just for one night, I'm like, oh, why did I go? I miss my dogs, you know, and I'm bummed out. But I didn't miss my dogs once the whole trip. And that's unheard of for me.
Yeah.
I just felt bad because I'm like, my dogs miss me. But yeah, I was really, really bummed to get home. Yeah.
Tennessee is an awesome place, and the Smoky Mountains is a magical place. It's so, I mean, you can't explain it. You have to experience it. It's just a special place.
I've been to Tennessee like probably 4 times now, and I absolutely love it. But going to the Smokies was just incredible.
Yeah. And I know we did a little hiking. It was just like a little loop we did. But I know you guys went and you explored, you found the ferry, no, troll bridge, right?
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah. There was a ferry, like a ferry spring well house kind of deal. I don't know where that was, though, but we didn't have time to go look for it. Aaron and I were hiking right next to Elkmont where the cabins are, and we kind of didn't even plan to go there. It just kind of was like, okay, because service was really limited. And we're kind of like, okay, what's a trail that's not crazy that we can do? Because I had to be at the airport later on that evening. Yeah. So we found the troll bridge. We're hiking through and I'm like, what is, because there's all these stone ruins and these chimneys. And we're like, oh, these are cool, but what is this? So I'm taking some videos and some pictures just in case of anything. I'm like, Aaron, I think this is the troll bridge. And we accidentally found that. And that was like on my list to go see. So that was really cool. And turns out what we were hiking through was what was the cabins that used to be at Elkmont that are not there anymore, because there was, oh my gosh, I did research on it and I even made posts and I forget how many it said there were originally, but a lot more than that's left. Yeah. So that was cool that we accidentally stumbled across that.
And apparently there's some pretty crazy activity up there too. Brooks was telling me that.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Do you know what's crazy? That I always say this, I should just stop caring what people think, but when we were walking through there, I felt uncomfortable and I was like, this place feels weird and I don't know why, but I didn't say anything. And then later when I did the research to the troll bridge and realized that, oh, these were the leftover houses, I was like, oh, that's why it felt weird.
Yeah. I've never been back there, but I heard it's kind of weird.
So it's weird over in that area, but then alongside is where the creeks, I think it's like called Jake's Creek or something. I forget the name, but it runs parallel to where it is. And it's like really far. I mean, Aaron and I think we walked like a little over 3 miles that day. Dang. And then we turned around because I'm like, yeah, we need to head back soon because we had to, you know, drive to the airport and get lunch and stuff first. So it didn't really feel too weird near the water, but definitely over by where the buildings would have been.
Yeah, that's weird. I'll have to check that out sometime. So let's start. I know we kind of started talking about Elkmont, which was our second night. Do you want to start with Elkmont and then, or do you want to start with Brushy? What do you think?
I don't care. We could do Elkmont since we were just talking about it.
Okay. Okay. So guys, we went to Elkmont and I don't like that place. So it actually didn't feel that weird to me the places I went. I'll preface that. I didn't get a bad feeling, let's say, in the cabin. The only one, well, we went in a couple cabins. That's not to say Laura did not have the same experience. She went into the infamous cabin 13 where all the crap went down that I experienced. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, man. So I walked in there, walked through with my flashlight, and I think I came back out and Aaron was coming in. So Aaron and I both walked in and walked through. And it was kind of weird because Aaron he didn't know, like he knew the story about what happened at the cabin, but he didn't know where things took place in the cabin. And he was kind of like, oh, it feels kind of weird in the kitchen area. And I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say a word. So I think I had dropped my bag into the first room when you walk in the living room or something. And I was like, do you want to, you know, investigate in here quick or whatever? I was like, I'll pull my dowsing rods out. And he's like, yeah, sure. And I said, where do you want to do it? And he's like, let's go back to the kitchen. I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's interesting that you say that because he just felt drawn to go there and he didn't know. So we're in the kitchen and pull my dowsing rods out, which I had just started using. So I'm not that I don't know how to use them, but it's hard for me to keep my hands super steady. And I try as hard as I can because sometimes I'm like, oh, am I moving the dowsing rods? I kind of go back and forth in my head. You can't manipulate them on purpose, you know? So I'm like, okay, I hope my hands are steady and I'm not accidentally doing this. And the other thing is like, if you're accidentally doing it when you ask them, because what I do is I say, can you cross the rods for yes, open for no? And they do it. And then I'll say, please put them back to center. And they go back to center and it happens. So it's like, if I'm accidentally doing this, I can't explain it. So I started asking questions and Aaron's like, should we be recording this? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I gave him my phone and he's recording this whole thing. And I'm asking, do you want us here? And it said no. And I was like, do you want us to get out? And it said yes.
At that point, you should have said, okay, see you later.
Yeah. Well, I kept going.
Yeah, I know and you did.
Then I think I forget what I said next. I said, how many spirits or entities or however I worded it, I said, how many are here? There's less than three. Please cross for yes. And it crossed. And I said, is it two of you or whatever? And it said, yes. And I said something like, are you human? And it said, no. And then I said, are you what makes people sick? And it said, yes. And I was like, just losing it at this point. I was like, kind of pissed off, to be honest. I was nauseous, super nauseous in there. And I'm like, this is not good. I don't know what I'm talking to right now. I don't know what I'm communicating with. And then I think I asked again, do you want us to go or whatever? And it said yes. So Aaron's like, you better not poke the bear. He's like, come on. He's like, let's go. And I'm like, okay, fine. Because I would have stood there and I was going to keep asking questions. And Aaron's like, no, let's go. So we walk out. And by that time, Brooks had literally just showed up and he's talking to you. And I'm just walked out and I didn't even say hi to Brooks. I was just like, that cabin is messed up.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. It took a little bit for that to go away.
So I had that experience in that cabin also. The first night that Phil and I went in there, and the second night we went with Brooks, but the first night we went in unknowing, not knowing what it was. And walking out of the cabin, I got this like pressure on my chest and it felt like I couldn't breathe. And then when we got inside, we just both got kind of sick to our stomachs. Yeah, it's not a fun place to be. I don't think we even went past the living room area.
Oh, really?
The first time, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because then the other time was in the kitchen then when stuff happened.
Yeah. Yeah, Brooks got scratched and just everything happened. It was wild. So I get a text message and pretty much Lars like, I don't feel right. I've had these weird dreams. I'm thinking about deleting all the footage I recorded there. So I'll let you take it over.
Yeah. So after I went to Elkmont. The first night we got back at like 3:30, I think, in the morning. And I just completely passed out. Didn't have any dreams, nothing. The second night, I had this nightmare and I was still in the Airbnb. I was still in Gatlinburg. And I had this nightmare. And I had, so I slept downstairs and Aaron had slept in the loft, right? And I had my door shut. And I kept waking up throughout the night and I was having these nightmares. And the one nightmare that I can remember, I remember it being extremely graphic and violent. And it reminded me of the murders that took place at Brushy Mountain, because there was somewhere people got murdered. They cut them and they split their spine in half and stuff. And it was really brutal. And I just remember the nightmare reminded me of that. And it was home invasion type nightmare. And I don't know, because I've thought about it afterwards. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and I heard footsteps outside my door. And I thought Aaron had gotten up to maybe use the bathroom or something. And I just kind of told myself that it was Aaron walking around. And I actually didn't really think that it was. And I also was so freaked out that I was like, someone's hiding in my closet or something right now. Like I was actually like scared. So I had gone back to sleep and I remember waking up again and I remember waking up another time and I don't remember what I dreamt about. So the next morning I asked Aaron, I said, did you get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night? And he said, no. He's like, I passed out and I didn't get up till 6 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting because, and I told him what happened. And then I think the next day I flew home, got home, you know, went to bed, had a nightmare that night. I don't remember what it was. And then the next night, I think I had texted you like the next morning that I was home in Pennsylvania. And I was like, yeah, I'm having nightmares since I've been to Elkmont. And I was like, I'm going to pray. Please pray for me and protection. And I just kept praying a whole bunch because I was like, this is not good, knowing what I knew happened to you guys being in cabin 13. I was really freaked out and I was like, I'm going to delete all these videos off my phone. And I deleted them out of the deleted file because I'm like, I don't want any of this stuff anywhere because I definitely believe that things can transfer through media. And now I'm kind of kicking myself, wishing that I did still have it because it's such good evidence.
Yeah.
I wish I had that, but I can't recover it as far as I know how to.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, it didn't upload to the cloud or anything?
I don't think so. Because I looked into what you said, and it had this whole thing where you had to like factory reset your phone or something, and it was confusing, and I was like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. So that was three nights in a row that I had nightmares after. And I don't know. If I hadn't prayed a whole bunch, I wonder if there would have been more nightmares.
Probably. I mean, I would say yes, because that place just is no good. No bueno.
I used to have nightmares all the time when I was a teenager in my 20s, and now it's rare that I have them. So I know that's not something that was just a thing that was normal for me.
Yeah.
It freaked me out.
Yeah, that is pretty intense. So I'm going to continue on. So after the cabin, you came out, you said, you know, when Brooks and us were there. So we decided to go, was it cabin, the one right next to cabin 13, correct? Is that the one we went in?
I think so. Is that 11? I don't remember.
Maybe.
Look on my phone. So yeah. I might have pictures of it.
But it was, I mean, it didn't have like an ominous feeling or anything.
No.
Not at all.
It didn't.
But we went in, set up all the equipment. And I mean, right away, we started getting stuff happening though. It was pretty crazy. And I know that Brooks has a lot of videos out there and he catches a lot of footage. And Laura was like, you know, he catches a lot of footage. And I was like, yeah. And so we were with him and we can contest. What is the word? What am I word am I looking for? Attest? We can attest.
Contest. I don't know.
We can say that he does very good work at making sure that it's not him or the environment that's causing his equipment to go off. So we had a music box and we had a motion detector light. The motion detector light would go off all the time and Brooks would like, you know, try to wave his hand and stuff to make it go off and walk close, see how close he could get to it before it went off. So he did like due diligence to make sure that it wasn't us setting this light off.
Debunk it.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And also the music box the same way. He made sure he would always go and reset it and, you know, check the batteries and make sure everything was up to snuff and then put it back down and it would do it again. So big shout out to Brooks. I mean, he does a good job at making sure it's not us or the elements, I guess, meaning like vibrations, weather change, you know, all that, that is setting off the equipment. He does a good job at testing all that. But we did get a lot of weird stuff happening, like the light coming on and the music box, and he would move it to another section and it would go off again. The weirdest thing that happened, I still haven't looked at my footage, and I don't know if Brooks has looked at his footage yet. He put a battery on a shelf and he asked them, the spirits or whatever, to knock the battery off, right? As we were leaving, we're collecting equipment. The battery was gone. I mean, just not there, not on the floor, nowhere to be found. That is one of the strangest things. I don't know what to make of that. You know, it's very creepy.
Yeah. So to me, that's weird. So I don't know. To me, the weirdest thing was that we heard banging on the outside of the cabin, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Completely forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were all kind of, and it was cabin 11. I did check my phone because I have a video of it. And we were all spaced out in the one back room. I was against the one wall and everybody else had their spot. And Aaron was over in the corner opposite from me. And he just like stopped and he's listening. And he's like, I hear somebody walking outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so he definitely heard it. You could tell he was dead serious. So Brooks grabs his flashlight, runs outside and does like a perimeter check.
Yeah.
And there's nobody out there.
Yeah, there was nobody there. So it was very strange. I mean, that's pretty much the only cabin we went into. And we spent, I guess, a good hour in there.
We spent a really long time in there and it didn't feel like it was that long.
No, it didn't feel like it. It felt like maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah. It was weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. But there was a lot of weird, you know, like I said, the motion detectors going off constantly and all that, and the knocking and the walking outside and it's very weird. So we decide after that to go to the schoolhouse. I cannot remember the name of the schoolhouse.
Greenbrier or something?
Yeah, Greenbrier Schoolhouse, which that place, I mean, getting there was pretty crazy. I mean, definitely, I wouldn't take like a normal car there. I mean, definitely, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm glad I have my truck. You know, I didn't get any weird feelings there at all.
No.
I'm trying to remember what evidence we got. I know the weirdest thing, though, is we had motion detectors outside and those went off occasionally.
Those were going off. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one in the door, remember, that's right. Brooke said something like, come to the door, knock on the door or something, and the motion detector at the door went off, which was definitely weird. But yeah, that's the place that Brooks got pulled off the bench.
Yeah. That's actually pretty crazy video. When I heard about that, I was like, okay, I need to see this. And I was like, whoa, that's really nuts.
But yeah, that place is weird. And it was cold when we were there. It was very cold.
Dude, I was like tapped out. I was frozen.
I was so tired. I got in the truck. I started the truck, and then Brooks was overlooking the woods, and he was like, "Hey, do you guys want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "No, I'm cold. I'm in the truck." And you were like, "I'll go." And you guys went into the woods over there. So what do you have to say about the woods?
First, I want to say, because that first time I've been there, I don't know anything about this place other than Brooks, a little bit of his experiences. But when we, I just feel like the stuff I'm going to say is like just so unbelievable that I feel like people are going to be like, oh, you're lying. But we pull in, you have to like pull in and come down the road, and then you kind of have to turn to park because of where the schoolhouse is. And
yeah, it's like a 90 degree turn. Yeah. It's very sharp. Yeah.
And your headlights hit the woods in front of us, in front of the parking spot. And I was like, I feel like I just saw eyes, glowing eyes. And I don't know if it was eye shine or if it was eye glow, but it was like a copper color. And I saw two eyes and I'm like, whoa. And so I'm like looking at it and I'm trying to like move my head around to see if I can, you know, try to debunk what I'm seeing, but I'm still seeing these two eyes in the woods. And I don't know anything about that. So at the very end, when we're leaving, Brooks is like, yeah, he's like, when I come here, my wife won't go. What did he say? Like his wife wouldn't go over to the woods or whatever. She like just stays in the car the whole time. And he's like, this place freaks her out because we hear stuff in the woods over here. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You're just saying how you saw the eye shine. I totally remember that.
Yeah. So then we walked over there and we stood there for a little bit. And it did sound like something was walking through the woods. It was just like super brief. But I mean, I can't say as to what it was. I'm not going to say there was a Bigfoot walking there because I don't know.
Yeah.
But we heard something. So that was a little weird.
Yeah. And he alluded to it. It's not like a Bigfoot. It's something else. And
he said it was a Bigfoot.
He was very reluctant to say what it was to me. Maybe he told you.
Oh, wait.
Like a shadow man or something. I can't remember. Shadow. Oh,
he wasn't saying it was like not a skinwalker, but.
I can't remember. I wish he was on here right now. we should get him back on.
We should do an episode with Brooks.
Do an episode with him and do like a deep dive on that area. Like for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was definitely weird. And I don't know. I still don't know what to think about that area because it was, like I said, I didn't really feel creepy or anything, but it was kind of ominous at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to be there.
I don't know if that was because we were so tired and so cold, but yeah, it could have been both. But I mean, that place, regardless, that place is really cool to check out. It's just like as a history standpoint, it's really, really neat looking. And there's a little cemetery maybe like 100 feet from the schoolhouse. That's really cool because there's some really old stones in there. And we walked around the Elkmont Cemetery for quite a while too, which
we did.
That was one of two cemeteries. And that was the newer one, which I'm bummed out because I really wanted to see the old one. But we stood in there for quite a while with like our flashlights off in the dark, just trying to see if we could hear anything or anything. Yeah. And nothing happened, unfortunately.
One thing we did that freaked us out and we debunked was we're like, what's that light? There's some light over there. And we like went walking down the road like, there's a light. I see it. And it ended up being like a fire from the campground that was pretty close by.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that.
Which that's pretty
funny. Yeah.
So that was pretty much all at Elkmont. I mean, it is kind of a weird place, but it's one of those places that I think you need time to explore and go into all the cabins, you know, and because each cabin has a different feeling about it. And it would be good to go in the daytime and kind of walk through and look at them before you go at night. I know we didn't really get a chance to do that, but maybe next time.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a next time. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. So let's talk Brushy.
Okay.
So Brushy also was not as crazy as I thought it was going to be. You know, mm-hmm. I thought I was going to go there and I was just going to feel like I was being surrounded by spirits the whole time and, you know, stuff like stroking my beard. I couldn't see them. But yeah, it wasn't like that. It was weird, though. There were some weird times, but it wasn't as, I mean, it was really cool to experience. Just being there at night was really awesome. And seeing like the conditions that prisoners lived in, and that one was a third floor that had all the like Nazi graffiti and stuff in it.
Yeah.
That was wild. Yeah, that was weird.
The stuff people wrote on the walls was just gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was very, very weird. And I can't imagine having to be in a place like that, you know?
Yeah, so they said that was the worst prisoners in that section, I guess, right? And like the most racist, which was obviously clear by the stuff they were writing on the walls. And that was the only section that they had the cells open that you could go sit in the cells. And then there was like a bunch of cigarettes there that you were supposed to be able to light. And then, you know, the spirit or whatever would smoke the cigarette. And I know everybody was like trying to get something to happen and it didn't happen.
I will say we lit the cigarette and smelled cigarette smoke like all throughout the building after that.
Did you?
It was just like smelled like it was following us. I don't know. It was weird. So when we first get there, we're getting everything set up and getting ready. And they take us on a little walk through and tell us some stories about the place. We did a lot of filming, and I'm going to put it out. I just haven't had a chance to go through all the footage. There's like, I think, 3-4 hours of footage that I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I left the GoPro running the whole time.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So when we get there, we go and we're, you know, walking around, and we go, the first place we go is down to the hole, which is really kind of, I mean, just the fact of where it was, it felt weird, right?
It did.
Yeah.
I think that was the most active place there was.
Yeah. And we put the EMF detector and it started going off like almost instantly.
Yeah.
And I kept calling it, I called
EVP.
It EVP detector. I was like, what? People are going to think I'm such an idiot. The EVP's going off. I'm like, okay. EMF detector was like going crazy in this one. It was mainly in this one cell. And we did try to debunk it with the, you know, having our cell phones over there next to it and stuff. And it would, you know, it would stop going off. So it definitely wasn't picking up the cell phone at that time, which later on it did pick up a cell phone in another area. But yeah, it was very strange. I know. I think everyone was kind of drawn to that one cell.
Yes. Too. So to go back, and also to the hole was where they put prisoners in, like a secluded area. They had no light. People would go blind there. They hung them up by their thumbs. They gave them 2 buckets. I think one with water, the other one to use the bathroom in. So the hole was not a good spot. Now that being said, when we go down there, oh my gosh, what was his name? Your buddy, the guy who's like really funny.
Scotty,
yes. Yeah. So I'm really bad with names. So if you listen to this, Scotty, I'm sorry. But yeah, he's quite the character. So Scotty is the first one to walk into the building, and I'm the second one behind him. He walks down the steps to get into these prison cells, and he just like books it in there. And he immediately goes to just the one cell. And I'm looking at him and I'm watching and I'm like, why did you choose that one? He goes, I don't know. I just did. And I'm like, you're full of shit. Like, why did you choose that one? And he wouldn't tell me. And then I think afterwards he said like he just felt drawn to go there, or he felt something there. But that was the one with all the crazy activity.
Yeah. So I know we stayed there quite a while, asking questions, and we got a lot of responses. The weirdest thing was you were asking if they were afraid to leave.
Yep.
And it said yes on the dowsing rod.
Yeah.
And then I think you asked if they were afraid where they would go, and it said yes. But it also said that they didn't believe in God.
Yep. I said, do you believe in God? And it said no.
Yeah.
And I think I either before that or after that, I said, do you want us to pray for you? And it said, no.
Yeah.
And then at like that point, so since I got to Tennessee, I was freezing the entire trip.
Yeah.
So cold. I don't know why, because nobody else was. But anyhow, we get in that cell and just out of nowhere, I mean, I had hat and like gloves on. I think I took my gloves off to hold the dowsing rods, but I had it like I took everything off. I took my sweatshirt off. I took my jacket off. I took my hat off because I was burning up.
Yeah.
Like so hot. I can't even tell you. Like I was so hot. I felt like steam was going to come off of me. And you were like, yeah, it just got really, really hot in here. It was crazy.
It was. That was very weird. And also while we were doing all the questions, Q&A, I guess you would say, I swear I heard it. I haven't. Like I said, I haven't reviewed the footage, but I heard what it sounded like a breath next to me.
Oh, that's right.
Like, like that, really, really loud. And hopefully that came through on the mic.
I hope so.
That was very weird.
Yeah, I still haven't gone through. I had my recorder going at most of the spots, and I still haven't gone through that. I need to do that. And here's the other thing, too. You can do with dowsing rods. Like, you can ask yes and no questions, but you can also say, hey, can you point to something, And I don't remember if we asked it to point to anything when we were in the cellar or not, but I do remember like we were picking names off the wall because people would write their names and the years, and it kind of had like tick marks, and it must have been days that they had been in the cellar or whatever, keeping track. I think it was like Jesse or something. I took a picture of it and we're like, is your name Lucky? And it was like, no, that wasn't it. And then we said, is your name Jesse or whatever? I think that's the correct name. And it said, yes. So we kind of used that name to talk to whatever we were talking to. But I mean, the whole time, I do believe that dead people can be ghosts, but I also believe that there's other entities and other whatever they are that can communicate with you. The whole time I'm like holding these dowsing rods and I'm like, what am I actually talking to? Am I actually talking to a dead prisoner or is this something else? Because I kind of just kept feeling like that. I'm like, this doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know what? This just popped in my head. I just wanted to share because this will probably go out before the episode. But guys, so we had talked in Brian from Black Mass Paranormal. We were like, man, we need to talk to him because he went there. I was going to see if he wanted to go with us. The funny thing is he friended me like 2 weeks ago on Facebook. And he's like, yeah, your name keeps popping up and I've been meaning to get a hold of you. So he's going to be on the show next week. So,
oh my gosh. I told you, I was like, just reach out to him. Just do it. Cause I had thought maybe you were friends with him. Cause I know Tony's friends with him. So it's like, just message him. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear what he has to say about that. Cause I know he like hikes around the woods. We could talk about that too. He hikes around the woods at Brushy.
Yeah. Well, the other side of Brushy, there's a not national park. It's a state park. It's called Frozen Head. And there's a lot of trails and stuff over there. But it's actually some of the mining area from Brushy is over there in that park.
I didn't know that because Jamie, the tour guide lady, who also is a descendant, her family used to own the property at Brushy. She told us that there was coal mines on the property and people even died in the coal mines. And I was like, what? Had no clue until we were there.
I think she said there's 15 people still in the mines.
I thought it was like 17, but 15, 17.
15, 17, whatever. It was in the teens, they're still in the mine. Yeah. Which is crazy.
That's super sad too.
Yeah, it is. So after we were done in the hole, we decided to go, we went out in the like little courtyard area and did we split up there? I can't remember if we did or not.
I think we were all together for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And we went up to the cafeteria was the next place we stopped. I think we didn't really have much up in the cafeteria happen. I knew we did like an EVP session and the dowsing rods. I got a cool shot of, you know, you guys sitting on the floor and it looked really kind of creepy. But the one thing I thought was weird there is it everywhere else, it wasn't that cold, but you could actually see your breath.
Yes, it was really cold in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty strange.
We did have some because I was like, okay, I'm going to ask the same questions that I was asking down in the hole. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So this was kind of weird. I think I started by saying, you know, is there anybody here that wants to talk to us? And it was like, yes. And then I said, were you murdered here? And it said, yes. And then I think I said, are you stuck here? It said, yes. And I said, do you want us to pray for you? And it said, yes.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, we'll pray for you, which we did do when we were done before we walked out of the room.
Yeah.
And then this is another wild thing too. I was just sitting there on the floor and I had said to Scotty, and this could just be completely made up, but the image of a blonde male popped into my head. So I said, okay, I asked the rods. I said, did you have blonde hair? And it crossed for yes. And I was like, wow. And I told Scotty that because I was like, that's weird. Because he was sitting right there, standing right there. So I don't know.
Yeah, that is really, 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 I can't talk. Really, really weird.
Wake up.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm fading. I don't have any monsters tonight, guys, or ghosts or any energy drinks. I just have stinking water. What's up with that? Anyways, So we leave there and we go, I think we kind of walk around a little bit and we go to the gymnasium.
Yeah.
And that gets kind of weird there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, no, we don't. Okay. I'm bringing it back. We didn't go to the gymnasium right away. We were talking, me, you, and David, my friend David was with us, and we're like, gosh, those guys are so loud. We need to get away from them because they're just constantly talking.
Yeah.
So we go downstairs and we get a kind of away from them where we're not really hearing them. We can hear them in the distance. And on the video, you can hear them in the distance. And I said something like, did you guys hear that? And they're like, yeah, I think it's in there, which was one of the cell blocks. And so we go in there. And as soon as we walk in,
yeah,
we hear like the rattling of a cell door.
Yeah.
And these doors, we touch these doors. They're not easy to shake.
Yeah. Like I grabbed it expecting to be able to jiggle it and make noise. And yeah, you can't move them.
No, they're really heavy.
And you have that on film too.
I do. And your face says it all. I know you're I feel stupid, but that's like a genuine, that's a genuine expression of in the moment, like, oh my God, this is really happening.
Yeah.
And you're like, did you get that on video? And I was like, yes. And that was, it was crazy. I've never experienced anything like that. And so let me just put it into perspective. So there's four levels of cells on top of each other. And so this one had to be on the third or the fourth floor. But that side of the cell block, those doors are shut. You can't go in that side of the cell block. So that was very weird.
Yeah, that was really wild.
Yeah, it was. That was, I think, the highlight of the night for me.
I think it was. Yeah. No, I was shocked.
Yeah,
I couldn't. For sure. I'm not an actor. I can't be fake. So yeah. If you watch the footage and you see my face, yeah.
Yeah, it was for real. So continuing on, we, after that is when we kind of went around back. We walked through some of the little areas. There's like a little outdoor area, which I don't remember what that was. I think someone said it was solitary, but then.
Oh, yeah. But it's also like a gym.
Yeah.
Like a gym area too. It's like these really big cells. They're like a 20 by, I don't know. They're really big. You walk in and it has such an abandoned feel to it because all the vines are coming in from the outside, coming in, like, you know, weaving themselves into the, what do you call it? The walls, the metal grate, so that the prisoners can't get out.
Yeah, but that place, I mean, it was just spooky. It wasn't like, I didn't get a weird feeling, but it was just spooky looking. But after we left there, that's when we went to the gymnasium. Now, the gymnasium was weird because we were doing Estes method and I didn't know what to say. Right. I had no idea what questions to ask. And we did a live on YouTube at that time. And people were probably like, this guy's an idiot. I was asking the most stupid questions because I couldn't think of anything. We're in the gymnasium. And I was like, do you like to play basketball? I was like, do you like to b-ball? Do you like, you know, just like, I was like, do you like cheese? I didn't know what to ask. And then someone on Instagram said, ask about James Earl Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And I think, because you know, you're doing the SCs, you said, I think, yes.
Twice. And I
said,
right?
You said, no.
Didn't
well,
I say like, yes, yes?
You said, yes, yeah, yes, yes. And then I said, did you know him when he tried to escape? And you said 77.
Yeah.
And I have kids. So I made a joke. I was like, 6'7", because that's like the thing right now. So we didn't think anything of it. You know,
no.
77, what does that mean? You know, I was like, it's nothing. You know, it's just, you know, hearing radio stations or something. So we continued that for a little bit longer. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh no, the forest. Forest came out too.
Oh yeah, forest.
Through the Estes. But then we'll wrap that all up once I'll let you go. But
yeah. So we go in after the Estes is over, we go in. We separate again. I think you go with
Shannon.
Yeah, you were with Shannon. And mm-hmm. I think me and David went upstairs. Then I hear running and I'm like, what's going on? And I go to the stairs and then you're running back over. You're like, oh my God. And then so I go downstairs and you're like, look at this. And there's a plaque on the wall where James Earl Ray's cell is. Yeah, right there.
I can read it for you when you're done.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay.
Yeah, you go. Go now. Yeah.
So this plaque on the wall, it says FBI's most wanted James Earl Ray, arguably its most infamous inmate, Martin Luther King Jr.'s convicted assassin, James Earl Ray, spent years locked up in Brushy's notable spending time inside cell number 28 after initially pleading guilty to MLK Jr. shooting. He later recanted, claiming to be the patsy of a government conspiracy despite several escape attempts, of one which led to a massive FBI hunt in 1977, earning him dreaded D-block isolation and years. Added to his sentence, he was reportedly an otherwise model prisoner. Once stabbed 22 times by four black inmates, he managed to survive while suffering from liver disease in a Nashville correctional hospital. Ray promised Dr. King's son he was innocent shortly before he died in April of 1998. No evidence ever emerged to prove his claim. So now, what am I remembering? Didn't somebody look it up then or something that he tried to escape to the forest? Or
no, did escape, and they found him in what is now Frozen Head State Park. That's where he was.
Yeah, at. So that's what the forest tie-in was to that he escaped in 1977 into the forest. Yeah. I saw 1977 and I just went running down the hole.
I thought it was going to be something better. I thought there's like a full-blown entity like standing in front of you.
I wish. That would have been really cool.
One of the places I thought was very creepy was the hospital area in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I mean, I know. So this is why I think it was creepy, right? We were all in there just kind of hanging out, just kind of taking a break. And Scotty put one of his cat balls. I think it was Scotty, either Scotty or Brittany, put one of their cat balls on like there's like a little stage area. It was like over in the corner. And it just started going off. And I don't know if you may not have been in there.
No, I was walking around with my flashlight, checking things out.
It just started going off. And we're like, you might touch that. And there was like, no. So that was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So on Expedition X, they interviewed someone there and they said that someone was possessed in that area.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't in there long. It didn't seem like super weird to me, but I don't know. Yeah.
The only thing that got me weird was that the cat ball went off. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of people with us. And I think we should have like split up more and tried to be more quiet and just kind of soak in everything around you instead of, because I mean, we joked around a lot and it was, you know, fun. And I mean, it was a good time, but I think you and I and David were really like trying to be kind of serious. And then everyone else like, you know, going kind of crazy, which I mean, it was fun, you know. But Scotty and Aaron went off by themselves, and I think some weird stuff happened to them, right? Not really weird. I think they got real sad. Like they went back to the hole, and like they just stayed in there for like an hour or something.
That's right. They were in the gymnasium for quite a long time because I remember walking through. I was with Shannon at that point, and we walked through and said like, "Hey," and then her and I kept going. Yeah. Then they had gone into the hole, and I think Aaron said it felt really depressing is what he said. Yeah. I think the EMF detector was going off and stuff again too in there. And then we had gone back down again to try to see if we could investigate more. And I think I had the dowsing rods out. And the other weird thing was, well, I mean, I think we got a few things with the dowsing rods, but then it just kind of like faded out and it was done. But the one thing was like, I sat on top of one of the top bunks and I was like, oh, take my picture up here. And then you took like three pictures in a row.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
And one of the pictures is just blurry in front of me as if there's like this smoky. Like smoke. Yeah.
That. Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Good. Good thing you brought that up because I forgot. Did we post pictures on Instagram?
No,
of that?
I don't. No. Do you still have those? Because I didn't like those pictures of myself. So I think I might have deleted them.
You can't delete those. Those are, I mean, that's evidence.
I know, but I didn't like the way I looked.
Well, they're going on Instagram forever to be immortalized. Gosh, it was a good time, though. It really was.
Yeah. My friend Shannon, I guess we should kind of explain, like, so I came down and Aaron, who's my co-host on Midnight in the Mountains. I mean, I've known Aaron for years. I've known him for over 10 years. My friend Shannon also lives in Tennessee, and I had met her originally on one of the first confessionals trips with Tony. Her and I just became friends and stayed in contact ever since. And you were actually supposed to be on that trip, but you didn't go. I don't know if anybody else thinks it's interesting, but I just think it's like super cool that we were all supposed to meet, but we didn't. But then it's like a couple of years later, we all end up still being together and hanging out and doing things and becoming friends. So I think that's super cool. So I went down and Aaron picked me up from the airport and Shannon came over and we all stayed together and it was so much fun. And then you had your friends, you had some friends come and some work friends come and everybody was just super nice and it was just so much fun. And Shannon called me tonight because I was texting Aaron today and I was like, I'm coming back to Tennessee next year. It's just, I have to. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. He's like, let's go to the Bell Witch Cave this time. So I texted Shannon today. I was like, Bell Witch Cave next year, let's go. So she calls me after work and she's like, yeah, let's do it. I'm super excited. She's like, I had so much fun with everybody. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, you can rent out the Bell Witch Cave. And she's like, no, I didn't know that. I was like, yeah, we need to make that happen. So stay tuned.
And maybe go to the LBL.
Yes.
Just
yes. So. I just like shouted that.
Yes. I've always wanted to go to the LBL and check it out ever since first heard about all the dog stuff over there.
Which I don't know if that story is real or not because there's so much.
There's so much.
You know
much
what I mean?
Yeah. And there's like supposedly this guy that is a eyewitness to it. He supposedly was with the family when they got murdered and he escaped.
Yeah, he's like 13 or something.
But yeah, there's a lot to that story. Now, what's his name? Gosh, I cannot think of his name right now. He was on Tony's show not too long ago, but his encounters from the LBL is pretty intense. He used to be a police officer over there.
I think I know who you mean.
Anyways, there's also a documentary that was done by Small Town Monsters, and he was on there. It was a documentary about the LBL, which was, you know, I don't know if you guys know Small Town Monsters, Seth Breedlove, check them out. They're good. So
I actually was, because I used to watch their stuff and then I kind of fell off for no reason. Just like one of those things that I actually was just watching some of their videos last night as I was like in bed and I was like, yeah, these are good. I don't know why I stopped.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's weird for me because, you know, I'm a small time podcaster, you know, but I have friends that are big time podcasters. And when I was working at Smoky Mountains Bigfoot Conference, and I was working Tony's table and I went over to, you know, the Small Towns Monsters table. And I was
were they there?
Yeah, they were there too.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, just like blah, 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 you know, and they're like, hey, and I was like, yeah, I'm over here working Tony's booth. And they're like, oh, you were Tony. And, you know, it's like, I'm like, hey, instead of just like this, you know, guy who just paid to come in, you know, I'm all of a sudden more legitimate, you know, mm-hmm. It's crazy to, you know, think I'm a part of this group, you know. So anyways, but yeah, we definitely have got to go to the LBL and we have got to go wrangle dog man. I don't know if I would want to camp out in the LBL. I don't think that's such a good idea.
I think we should. If we're gonna go, let's do it.
Mm,
That is my whole thing when I investigate, because there are times when I'm kind of freaked out and I'm picking up, I'm feeling weird energy or weird vibes, or I'm kind of scared and I don't know if it's just in my head, but I'm like, no, you came here, you asked for this, do it while you're here and experience what you can. Because if you go back home and you didn't walk out into the woods, or you didn't go into this dark corner, or whatever you didn't do, you're going to be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we don't have to sleep. We could like be awake the whole time. We don't have to like,
I mean, if you had the truck there and you know, a getaway vehicle nearby, I mean, that would be okay.
But, can you go there, or do you have to hike in?
There's roads. Yeah. I would like to, you know, get a crew together to go there.
Yeah, just that'd be sick.
Two or three of us, and we need more people.
Oh yeah. So that would be cool. But not like too many people.
No. Like maybe like five or six.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be down. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited.
Hey guys, thanks again for checking out AFK Discussing Mountains at Midnight. And check out AFK Discussions wherever you get your podcast also. And go to Instagram, like, follow, subscribe. YouTube, like, follow, subscribe. All that good stuff. And guys, if you have a story, I would love to have you on the show. Shoot me an email or I guess a DM on Instagram or Facebook or wherever. Just get a hold of me. Anyways, guys, thanks a lot for listening again, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.